Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Are you interested in angels, demons, spirits, ghosts, and monsters? Are you curious about their origins, tales, and influence upon history and on the present day? If so, sit back, relax, and welcome to Southern Demonology, the podcast that explores all of this and more.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello all, and welcome back to Southern Demonology Bites, the limited run series that tries to help you get into the mood for Halloween. Today, let's talk about zombies. These little walking necrotic biofactories are very near and dear to my heart, for they started my obsession with horror, and that was with the remake of Dawn of the Dead, if you can believe it. And really, it wasn't the whole movie. It was just really the scene near the opening where the plague hits full scale for the first time, and the main character attempting to escape the suburb in which she lives. The sheer chaos of those few minutes, for weeks afterwards, I would slowly open the front door to the apartment I was living in at the time, just to make sure there wasn't a human projectile hurtling towards me as if I had morphed into a very large, albeit very tasty, snack cake. Shortly afterwards, I came up with the premise for the book The Eating Apology, which marries philosophy with the zombie plague. I even read the first few chapters in episode 27. I swear that one day, when I'm not working 70 hours a week at my day job, with an additional minimum 20 hours on the podcast and all of its various related stuff, I will go back and try to finish that. I also started delving at this time into reading every zombie novel I could get my hands on. Did you know that the indie scene is gigantic? I even started an old site called Zombie Reviews back in the day that targeted reviewing indie zombie books in an attempt to highlight the genuine gems from the blatantly bad or cash-grabby. You can even find a shambling corpse still walking around as a Facebook page somewhere or other. Now, I could ramble on for days about the different types of zombies, whether fast zombies suck, etc., etc. But since this is a mini episode, let's get back on target and talk about some excellent zombie movies for your enjoyment. And let's kick things off with two horror comedies. And for once, I'm not talking about Shaun of the Dead. Though, if you haven't seen it, then please go watch that. But only after listening to this episode, please. I need you more than that movie does. I promise you on that one. The first is the glorious One Cut of the Dead, which is Japan's answer to the play Noises Off. And that's the only clue I'm giving you about it, because I really want this movie to be a surprise. Now, I will say that if you start watching the movie and notice that the first 30 minutes is a little stiff or strange, please stick with it, for that's the entire setup for the brilliance of the rest of the film. We actually watched this one 2 weeks ago for our Wednesday movie night on our Discord server, which you should totally join, by the way. And we were all cracking up. I actually waited for a year for this thing to finally come available in the States after hearing so many wonderful things about it. And thankfully, a few years ago, Shudder finally picked it up for release. And I am so glad that they did. This one is so good that you can watch it over and over and still laugh your butt off. Hopefully not literally, though. The second movie is Zombie for Sale, a South Korean film that focuses on a family running a down-on-its-luck gas station and repair shop due to the lack of customers and its remote location, and a male student who was recently turned into a plague walker due to some sinister biotech experimentation. If you've ever wanted to watch a movie that features all the men of a village willingly submitting to a zombie bite as it gives them renewed virility, let's say, then this one is for you. It's funny, and it even looks at the situation from a real-world viewpoint and comes up with some quite a few innovative ways of dealing with the undead. While it doesn't have much of a replay factor, it is more than worth your time. Horror comedy not up your alley? Then let's get into the good stuff. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend Pontypool. It is such a unique concept and so well executed. What if a virus can be transmitted audibly? Considering that you're listening to a podcast right now, that very notion may bring more than a few chills than expected, huh? Next, watch The Girl with All the Gifts. If you ever wanted a dystopian movie that starts off with children chained to desks with muzzles on, not to mention that the ending is just so deliciously evil. And finally, you know I can't end this without bringing yet another Japanese entry into the mix. And strangely, I haven't ran across many people either talking about it or even knowing that it exists. I am a hero. So, as you may know, Japan strictly prohibits firearms, and that's why most tragedies reported still involve knives. The only kind of known exception are around shotguns used by remote farmers and homesteaders to fend off bears. Well, the main character in this film, who is a mangaka assistant, is faced with the zombie apocalypse. And fortunately for him, he has inherited his family's shotgun. Yes, the movie is completely over the top as the main character pulls off sniper range headshots with a shotgun. But just remember, it's based off a manga, so realism is not its goal. It is a real humdinger of a good time and has one of the highest body counts in its final scene that I have ever watched. And that wraps up this penultimate episode of Bites for this October. I really hope that you enjoyed. And if you have any questions or suggestions, or even just to let me know that you would like to see this come back maybe next October, please visit the website southerndemonology.com where you can contact me. Stay safe out there.
He must have-